What's up, everyone? Welcome back to my podcast channel. My name is Janika. I just want to welcome you all if this is your first time here or if you are a returning listener. Thank you so much for joining me. I am going to try to be more consistent with this. What I will say is that I kind of prefer to do topics just like off the dome, especially when it's something that I'm feeling personally. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. This is just me freestyling my thoughts and how I feel about this particular topic, right? So my whole thing is I am not the biggest fan of small talk at all, especially when it comes to social media platforms. Now, don't get me wrong. I do know that there are people on social media who lie in their bio about where they're from just to keep their, you know, locations and different things just a little more personal. Like, I get that, you know, private, I mean, you know, I totally get that or whatever. But me, on the other hand, you know, I'm pretty open with my information. I mean, I'm not giving you my exact pinpointed location or anything like that. But if you come across any of my social media platforms and you see my location, where I'm from, where I live, that stuff is usually going to be pretty accurate, okay? So that's going to lead me into this. I get a lot of direct messages on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat, on whatever platform that I have, and new people find me and they follow me. And it's just becoming like, it's becoming a hassle, you know, because especially because I haven't actually like blown up to the full, to the full capacity that I know I am going to. So I know it's only going to get worse. But right now, since I do still have spare time to get on social media and run it myself, I would like to be pretty involved with, you know, getting to know my fans and friends and people who follow me on my social media platforms. Like, I want to be involved. I don't want to be that pretty girl that everybody says is bougie and stuck up. I've never been her. I've never been that girl, period. But it's the men who are just, they're just like really like persistent, you know? And I know everybody has a different way of thinking as far as like, oh, if I do it like this, I'll get her and stuff like this. And it's just like, no, you're doing too much. You need to calm down and hold your horses. So I made a post on my Facebook page and it reads as follows. Okay, so I need all of y'all men to get the hell out of my inbox and on my page, liking, commenting, and supporting my content, or you will be removed. The reason why I said this is because I keep hearing my direct messages like ding, 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 ding. I'm getting more of those dings than a motherfucker actually being on my page, supporting the pictures that I post, liking the picture that I post, sharing the picture that I post. And I just want to put this out there because I don't want to have to tell each person individually. I want to be able to put this out here for y'all to really understand. Like, you're probably wasting your time doing it the way that you're doing it. Now, it may work this particular way with another female, but I'm telling you, the way you're doing, the way you're going about trying to call yourself being interested in me or getting a date or getting a number or telling me a little bit about yourself, like, do you really think that I have time to sit up here and tell you about myself? First of all, even if I did, how about you ask me something? I'm not just about to sit up here, oh yeah, oh my God, yeah. And I mean, unless I'm interested in you, but half y'all, I never even been to your profile, so I don't know what you look like. I don't have time to go to your profile because get this, you're not the only person in my DM. And I also said that in the post as well. I'm about to get back to the post that I created on my Facebook here in just a second. But it's like, some of them really do think that they're the only ones in your DMs. Like, there's a whole bunch more of you saying the same fucking shit. So anyway, let me get back to the post. If you really want to be considered for a date, a number exchange, or anything of the sort, I think hopping on my public profile and supporting is the best fresh start you can get. Not my fucking DMs where y'all ask me the same goddamn shit that's in my bio. I hate small talk. Okay. So with that being said, I don't want you to ask me where I'm from or ask me what my name is. It, like, okay, where I'm from is in my bio. Did you check it out? I'd appreciate you saying, oh, I see you're from Dallas. Like, I can respect that more than where you from. So did you even look at my bio, period, point blank, at all? because I don't have time for this, because I'm really busy and I'm about to start getting busier. You feel me? And I don't have time to be answering the same shit that I just put in my bio for motherfuckers to read and look through and whatever the case else. Okay? Moving right along. So that's basically what I just said. I really don't have time for all of y'all literally thinking you're the only ones in my DM. I shouldn't have to lie about shit in order for y'all to understand this simple fact. I am single, but dating. And everybody's definition of dating is completely different. So here's mine. Dating to me is, I am 28 years old and I'm not playing any more games. So that means if we are dating, we are friends, getting to know each other to see if we are compatible enough to move forward in a committed relationship. So there's absolutely no sex involved. Me personally, I don't want to sexually involve myself with another man until he can see me as his forever queen and vice versa. So yes, when I say that it's a long line of you motherfucking niggas that want a chance, want a date, want to exchange numbers, and that you might not even make the cut, that's not me being funny on some shit. That's just what the fuck it is. Because somebody about to get to acting right real soon. Like I said, I'm single, but I'm dating. So that means I'm building friendships with, I would say, two people. There's two people. And I'm building a friendship with them. And if we feel like we're compatible enough to want to move forward in a committed relationship, that's what we're going to do. So again, like I said, that's not me being funny when I say it's a long line, you feel me, and you might not even make the cut. That's not on some funny shit. That's just what it is. So I just want people to understand, like, it's just a certain way you go about doing things. Like, and I even had a guy recently that I met on social media. I have never met him in person. Like I said, my whole thing is I like meeting new people, and I know that this world has tons and tons of people that I've never even seen, don't even know exist. So I go to my Instagram and I follow people because I don't want to be that bitch. Oh, you know, they didn't really follow too many people and blah, blah, blah. Nope. It's a free follow. I don't give a fuck about this follow. It's a free follow. You going to follow me back or like whatever. So I'm going to follow you. And I met this guy, I follow him. And I'm going to have to do another podcast on this because this is a little bit deep. But he just kind of felt some type of way because I'm not the best communicator, you know. And he had texted me on a Wednesday and I didn't text him back for a whole week or whatever. Like, he had to text me back, like, you know how you can double tap the iMessage and you can question it or exclamation mark it or whatever. He did that or whatever, but he actually like was feeling some type of way about that. And long story short, I had to tell him, well, you know, like I am kind of busy or whatever, you know, so I don't want you to feel like I'm, you know, not communicating. But, you know, I've had this issue in the past with people, like I'm not the best communicator. Like, I don't go into any situation saying I'm the perfect friend, girlfriend, perfect family member, because I'm not. I'll tell you that straight up. And he still was feeling some type of way. But I think the reason why he was feeling some type of way is because he's actually interested in me, you know. But my whole thing is, that's good and fine. You can be interested all day long and tomorrow, but at the end of the day, we are not in a committed relationship. So if I don't want to text you for 2 weeks, then that's just what that is, you know. And he was saying that he felt like he was chasing and blah blah blah. You can't be chasing a person who, and y'all haven't even established, both parties have not established that I like you, you like me. You feel me? Like, that is not established. The only thing that's going on between me and you is that we friends. We friends, that ain't nothing else. I've never met you in person. You feel me? And this is no shade. This is no disrespect. This is just me keeping it all the way real, because a nigga would do the same thing. I've had niggas do the same thing. Like, females do it all the time. We watch the shit on social media all the time and in real life, our family and friends and sisters and whatever you want to call it. Like, women, we be running up behind these niggas and we ain't even got no commitment from them. They ain't even claiming us as their girlfriend or whatever. So they gonna do whatever they want. So you gonna get in your feelings and feel some type of way because he didn't wake up this morning and text you good morning. And what some of them be saying, them old fuck niggas, what they be saying? You ain't my girl and blah blah this and that, you know, that, like, that's what they be saying. No, I'm not saying I'm not an ain't shit bitch or nothing like that. I'm just being realistic about the situation. Me and you have never met. We met online, you know, and we are planning to meet up at some point, but I have to get my schedule together. You feel me? Now, if I don't text you for a week or something, shit is going down. So if you don't understand that, then you might not be the person that I need to be hanging out with, because your life might not be as complicated as mine. Your life might be just as easy as 1, 2, 3. Well, my life is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, 14, back to 12. Then it could be 99. You know, like it could be all over the place. Like that's just what my life is. So sometimes I have had to cut people off in the past because they don't understand, like, my life has always been like that, you know, like, and I mean, I have structure and order to it, but I have to prioritize, you know. So on top of working a 9-to-5 and prioritizing photo shoots and, you know, trying to maintain a social life and trying to keep up with my family and make sure that I call them and stuff, like, life gets crazy. It gets hectic, okay? So my whole thing is, in regards to dating, number one, I do not want to have to lie about nothing. I don't want to have to tell nobody, oh, I'm in a relationship, so they'll leave me alone. Because half the time, these niggas don't even care. Oh, well, can you have friends? Look, this is what it is. I'm single, and I'm not really on my social media platforms looking for anybody like that. Like, when I get on my social media platforms, I don't look at this shit as a dating app like men do. I don't understand. Like, men are such, like, vultures when it comes to women. Like, it stresses me out because they be shooting their shot all day long and tomorrow in real life, let alone they get on the internet doing it too. It's just, it's crazy. But if any of y'all even remotely want to even close to being considered for, like, to catch my attention or anything like that, the first place y'all need to be going is to my public profile, liking the stuff that I post on my page, commenting, you know, being consistent with the commenting, the sharing, the liking, not my inbox, not my DMs, because my DMs, I'm automatically going to be like, oh, here we go again. Just another nigga want to get my number. Like, and why should I give you my number? Why do you feel like you deserve my number? You feel me? Like, come on now. The shit is just getting really redundant, ridiculous, and annoying. And then some of y'all be really trying it. Like, I mean, I get it. Have your confidence. But some of y'all be really trying it. Like, y'all be way out of y'all fucking league, okay? Way out of your league. And I ain't gonna speak no more on that because I need to turn that into a different episode or whatever. But all I'm gonna say, like I said, is y'all be way out of y'all league. And to the last part of my statement that I made on my Facebook post, I don't want none of my old niggas. That's a true fucking fact. No nigga that I used to have, however I used to have them, that's a true fucking fact. My whole thing is, I'm not saying that my exes probably haven't evolved and elevated or whatever the case, but I just don't want that old shit. Like, moving forward, like, I want to experience something different. Like, if me and you had a thing at one point in time and whatever the case, like, that's just what that was. And, you know, let's just take it and move on and, you know, keep it at that. But otherwise, I don't want none of my old niggas, period. Like, there's no chance in hell. Like, it's just a no for me. Like, I don't, like, what? So, anywho, I'm just, like, on some I said what the fuck I said type shit. Anywho, I'm going to get out of here. Y'all make sure that y'all follow me on my Instagram at Janika with 2 underscores. And I definitely look forward to coming with more episodes and just, like, freestyle, off the dome topics, you know, just, like, stuff that I'm actually, like, feeling, like, if I'm really feeling, like, I was really feeling this, like, because, like, it's a real thing, and I know I'm not the only woman out here that's going through this with these men all in your DMs and stuff like that, you know, like, maybe a different type of woman, maybe, like, a younger version of myself or a different woman would enjoy that. But at 28, like, I'm not flattered anymore. I'm not flattered. Like, I'm just not. I'm not saying that I'm opposed to meeting someone that I could potentially be interested in dating on the internet, because I have met people over the internet that I've dated for several years consistently, you know? But some of y'all is just too redundant. Like, don't fucking hit me up and you way in another state. And you can you afford to fly out here, or can you afford to fly me out? Can you even do that? So why are you even wasting your time in my DM talking about a fucking can you get my number? How about a no? Like, come on now. Be realistic. Like, y'all just be, a lot of y'all men be out here wasting women's time. I already know how y'all do because I have a lot of male friends and I will talk to them like I'm one of the homies, like I'm one of the niggas, and I get a lot of inside scoop. So at this point, I know how y'all be operating. I know that when y'all in a relationship for X amount of years, some of y'all start to cheat because y'all want to see if y'all quote unquote still got it. And I heard a motherfucker say that shit. He wanted to see if he still had it. Niggas still have what? Like, why is y'all so concerned with whether or not you still got it? Because you don't see a female out here talking about some, oh, well, I've been with my man for 2 or 3 years, so let me go out to the club and see if I still got it. Let me see if I can still pull niggas and blah, blah, blah. Like that, oh, man, they so dumb. Like, it's just the dumbest fucking logic. What else they be? It's a bunch of stuff. Like, it was another thing, too. I noticed that guys be doing some fuck-ass shit. So I had gave this guy my number at one of my jobs one day, you know, just, I mean, he asked me for it, you know, and I gave it to him because I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, he not that bad looking or whatever, you know, I'll give it to him. Never hit me up, nothing like that. So that's when I knew, like, y'all motherfucking niggas just be out here trying to see and calculate how many numbers y'all can get. Because some of y'all be having some things with your homeboys where y'all go out to the club and y'all be like, okay, we about to get lit, have a good time, turn up. Whoever get the most females numbers, woof-de-woof, this and that. That's what y'all do. That's what the fuck y'all do. And it's a lot of women out here don't even fucking know that because a lot of women don't even take the time to really be friends with men. And my whole thing is, I don't understand why male and females cannot be friends without them automatically thinking, oh, okay, I'm a female and you a male, so that means we need to be talking on that level and having sex and kissing and doing whatever. I don't understand. So a lot of women won't even be friends with male because that's just not ideal. Because the whole stigma is, if I'm a female and I have male friends, I'm probably a hoe or I'm probably fucking them. If it's just me and two of his friends or three or however many, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a damn. Like I say, just like if I have to cut somebody off, this is what I tell them. Because you can't stop people from doing what they gonna do. So I can get on Facebook all day long and be like, if I cut you off, don't drag my name because you know this, blah, 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 this and that. I could do that all day long. But I know that's too much like right. And the way society is out here, y'all motherfuckers is retarded and y'all be fucking tripping. So my whole thing is, if I have to cut you off, I don't give a damn what you say. Bitch, you can say I pulled a knife out. You can say whatever the fuck you want. Blame it on me. Y'all heard that Chrisette Michelle song, Blame It On Me? Say it's my fault. Just as long as me and you ain't got nothing else to do with each other, I don't give a damn what you say. So it's just a little crazy. So like I said, I do mean, I don't care what nobody got to say, how you think about it, how you feel. In my 28 years, I have learned a lot just by hanging around different people, hanging around men, really getting inside of their head, understanding and thinking how they think, you know, and how they feel, how they like to express themselves, how they don't like to express themselves. Like, it's very important to do that. Like, if you want to get to a point in your life where you're not in this same repetitive cycle of dating men and trying to make it work and crying because he's not communicating and he's cheating and he doesn't know how to do this, he doesn't know how to do this, really get inside of his head and understand why he is the way he is. And to understand why a person is the way that they are, you have to go back to what happened to them, how they were raised when they were a fucking child. That's anybody. That's your parents, your friends. If you want to understand why your parent is not the perfect, I mean, nobody's going to be the perfect anything, but especially like far, 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 far from perfect. If you want to understand anything about anybody, you ask the right questions to understand what took place before you were ever even a thought in their mind. You feel me? Like, so anywho, let me get out of here. Like I said, thank y'all for joining me. I'm definitely going to try to be more consistent with my podcast because I like being able to get on here and not have to be committed to video all the time because I do have a YouTube. So if you want to follow me on my YouTube channel, it's my name, Janika _. They only would let me do it in like first and last name form, so I couldn't just do Janika because somebody already had that name. And I had to put something in the last name spot, and I didn't want my name to be anything other than Janika. But you should still be able to pull me up with just typing in my name, Janika. Again, that is my name on Instagram as well, with two underscores. And I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. This is about a 20-minute video, so far so good. Later.